things in this world that completely floor me. Where these people get off, I don't even know. But we just found out last night, or late yesterday, that a power plant, a nuclear power plant in Minnesota, has leaked 400,000 gallons of radioactive water, pretty much, into the groundwater of Minnesota, just upstream from Minneapolis. And what's crazy about this is that the leak actually occurred back in November. It happened, they found the leak, they discovered the leak on November 21st, and then alerted authorities of it. But the general public didn't know about it, and they never told the general public about it because they wanted to make sure they had all of the information and make sure that there was and basically have a story to tell before they alerted the general public to it. They didn't want the public to freak out if there was nothing to freak out about. December, January. 4 months later, almost a half a year later, 4 months later, they finally disclose it and say, well, until now, we didn't know the extent of the leak. We didn't know where the leak was. We didn't have all of the information. Now we have the information, so we're disclosing it to the public. So this is what Chris Clark, who's the president of Xcel Minnesota, told CBS News. If at any point there had been concern for public safety, we would, of course, immediately have provided more information. So they would provide more information if there was a concern for public safety. But we also wanted to make sure we fully understood what was going on before we started raising any concerns with the public around us. So again, they didn't completely understand what was going on and how to explain it to the public. This was 4 months ago. Not the reporting of it. The occurrence of the event was 4 months ago. According to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency spokesman, Michael Rafferty, we knew there was a presence of tritium in one monitoring well. However, Xcel had not yet identified the source of the leak and its location. Now that we have all the information about where the leak occurred, how much was released into groundwater, and that contaminated groundwater had moved beyond the original location, we are sharing this information. In other words, now that we do see that there is a public concern, a public risk, we're letting everybody know. But for 4 months, we didn't know where the leak was. We knew there was a leak. We didn't shut down the plant. We kept that plant going. We knew that there was a leak of radioactive water. We kept it running for 4 months while we figured out where the leak was. And now that we've determined that it has moved beyond its original location, we're letting the public know about it. This is radioactive water that is in the ground that could be affecting people's wells. This is water they're saying hasn't reached the Mississippi. The health department says it hasn't reached the Mississippi. But we don't actually know what's going on because it took us 4 months to figure out where the leak was. I mean, this is the reality of what this news story is actually reporting. 400,000 gallons of radioactive water is a significant amount of water. And if it took them 4 months to figure out where the leak was and how much of this contaminated water was actually out there, it makes you really wonder if we're getting all the information. And the fact that they decided not to disclose the information back in November make residents aware of the situation. I mean, we're talking about, and you know, they say it's a low amount of contamination. Like if you were to drink from one of these wells, you'd get a very low amount of contamination, but you're still getting a contamination. That's still something that should be well known to the public. It's something that should have come out much earlier than now, and it's just now coming out. What's interesting about this is that just a couple days before they released this information to the public, the company actually applied to renew their 20-year lease on the government land where the nuclear power plant is. So I think there's more to this story than just that. I think when they went to renew their lease, the fact that it had not been publicly disclosed came up, so they went ahead and did the public disclosure. I also think that there's a lot more to the story than what we're hearing. Now, they've quickly played down the whole idea of tritium, and they've basically said, look, you know, tritium, if it's exposed to the air, it goes away fairly quickly. This is in the ground, though. It's in the ground, moving in the groundwater towards the Mississippi. And they've quickly, you know, downplayed this as it's not really all that bad. It's a radioactive chemical that naturally occurs in this amount in nature. It doesn't naturally occur in this concentrated amount in nature. I mean, this occurred because of a power plant leak. They even went as far as saying, well, Japan is about to dump all of their toxic waste from their nuclear power plant leak from years ago into the Atlantic Ocean. So what we're doing really isn't that bad. I tell you what, between East Palestine and this incident, I would hate to go swimming in the Mississippi River. I'm just waiting to see how much is left living in the Gulf of Mexico when all of this is done. This whole scenario reminds me of what we saw recently in East Palestine, Ohio, right? We saw the train wreck happen. They were going to burn off the contaminants. It's not a risk. It's not a pollution risk to the residents. In fact, within a couple days, residents were told they could return to East Palestine. Everything would be fine. You know, my parents live in Ohio. They didn't even know about the East Palestine trail derailment or any of this stuff going on because the press was very good about suppressing the information. We didn't hear about the train derailment. Most people didn't know about it for over a week after it happened. But the residents, they certainly knew about it and they were being impacted. But because people weren't talking about it, there wasn't enough information going around for people to really be concerned. And you know what? It turns out that they should have been concerned because the soils recently tested in East Palestine 14 times higher than what most states would allow for that type of contamination of dioxins. According to The Guardian, and I will not quote The Guardian that often on this channel, but according to The Guardian, newly released data shows soil in the Ohio town of East Palestine contains dioxin levels hundreds of times greater than the exposure threshold above which the EPA scientists in 2010 found poses cancer risks. That was a bit of an exaggeration. They were taking, you know, saying, oh, well, this minute amount could increase the risk of cancer to, you know, hundreds of times. But the point is it's still 14 times higher than what most states would consider safe. That soil is contaminated, that town is contaminated, the people were told by our government it was okay to go back there. But we're supposed to trust everything that we hear. We're supposed to trust and understand that everything that's going on in Minnesota is perfectly safe. It reminds me too of another recent incident where residents in Maryland and West Virginia and Pennsylvania woke up to a grayish, almost sooty substance on their vehicles. It was all over everything, right? And it turns out that it was just a dust storm in the Midwest or out west that had traveled all the way over to the East Coast. Had nothing to do with the uranium plant in Tennessee that was on fire the day before. I'm being sarcastic because in my opinion, if I was looking at these things and I looked at the wind currents and the jet stream, it would be more obvious to me that a soot-type substance, which is very different than dust, that was landing on everybody's cars, literally a state away, was coming from the uranium burn that was going on in Tennessee, the uranium plant that just a week earlier the Chinese air balloon had flown over. The confidence in this system, whether or not we're supposed to trust these people, is getting drained pretty quickly. The fact that they chose not to even disclose anything in Minnesota to the public for 4 months because they didn't have all the information, they didn't even know what was going on, they didn't know where the leak was, says a lot about how much confidence we should have in them telling the truth now. The only reason why this is coming up now is because they want to disclose it and have a clean record for when the government renews their lease for another 20 years. There is a public comment out on this right now. I would suggest if you live in Minnesota, you take the time to comment on that lease. Meanwhile, in Malvern, Arkansas, Chatham Creek, which is a large creek that runs through a lot of rural farmland, everything along it is dying. Trees are dying, cattle that graze along it are dying. Everything's dying. Ranchers are complaining about it. What happened is Anthony Timberlands somehow polluted the creek. But what we've been told is that the creek tests have come back fine and everything's fine. They do have an ongoing cleanup in the creek water. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Does that give you any information? We're doing cleanup on this water, an environmental cleanup. But don't worry, because the water's fine, everything's good. According to the ranchers, everything's not good. Everything's dead along the creek, including their cows. You know, I think it's funny that we have so much focus on, you know, how much our gas stoves are polluting or are creating indoor air pollution, and how much CO2 we're emitting into the atmosphere, and how we should all shift to ESG. I didn't mention this, but Norfolk Southern is a big ESG company. And the CEO of Xcel Energy, the one that just dumped 400,000 gallons of nuclear waste into the groundwater of Minnesota, was actually a key speaker at the Wall Street Journal ESG Leadership Conference, or whatever it is. These ESG companies aren't being held accountable for what I'm seeing as environmental catastrophes that are impacting the livelihoods of farmers and ranchers, the livelihoods of, you know, people who live in those areas. I mean, I can't even imagine if I were living in Minneapolis, would I drink the water? Heck no. And yet we're supposed to trust this information. We're supposed to trust everything that we're being told. And yet we've been fed so many lies at this point in time. Look at the origins of COVID. How many lies were we fed? How many times were we told that it couldn't have been a lab leak and that whole thing was a conspiracy theory? But then we turn around and our own agencies are saying, yeah, it was, you know, we don't have a high sense of confidence, but we don't have any other sources. It was probably a lab leak. I feel like this news is just absolutely horrible. I feel like this company's lease should definitely not be renewed. The current administration, in my mind, and I realize they had some issues with their head of nuclear, whatever person, having stolen a Louis Vuitton bag from an airport and having to leave their job. I think that was last fall. So maybe that was the confusion and why this never made it public. But what we're seeing is absolutely horrid. And the cover-ups that go on for these companies, these corporations, and the attempts to just kind of slide things under the rug and then make us look at, you know, what's coming out of our own tailpipe is ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. And I see these environmental spills that have happened, and it's actually very, very concerning to me. I feel bad for the people in those areas, the wildlife. Look at how many species of fish died in East Palestine. Then they start having wildlife show up dead in parks around East Palestine. These are serious things. And we don't even know what the fallout necessarily is going to be of exposure to radioactive water or radioactive ash. And by the time those people ever figure it out, it's going to be so many years down the road that they're not going to realize what happened to them. Kind of like taking the jab. Anyway, I wanted to raise awareness to this, and you guys can look it up yourselves. This is a pretty big event that's been going on, and cleanup is continuing. My guess is that if it took them 4 months to figure out where the leak is, the contamination could be much larger than they actually think it is. I mean, it could be, who knows how big it actually is. And the fact that this was disclosed only when their lease came up for renewal is just a way, and it came out kind of like late night news, oh, we're going to sweep this one under the rug, but it came out, the story came out. Well, pay attention to it, folks, because these people have been lying to us. They've been lying to us about every single one of these catastrophes. There are not qualified people, in my opinion, working in these agencies at this moment in time. What's funny is I've never even been in favor of these agencies in the first place, but if you're going to have them, at least have competent people working in them. I mean, literally just a couple days before all this happened, Reuters broke the news that they were reapplying for their 20-year lease, for an extension on their 20-year lease, and just kind of went into all of the environmental benefits of nuclear energy. Now, I am not against nuclear energy. I think it's a great thing to have. I don't want to live anywhere near a nuclear plant. But for the big city folks, those people in Minneapolis that are downstream of this thing, they could have that nuclear power plant if they want that nuclear power plant. I personally, you know, give me hydro, give me any number of things. But a lot of these alternative energies, they have consequences that go along with them. I mean, nuclear has been an acceptable energy source for a while. And I realize that some environmental groups have tried to shut down nuclear plants. I can see why in this situation. But when you get down to it, you know, when you look at even the solar industry or the wind industry. We've had offshore wind problems with whales and everything else. I mean, even indigenous groups are fighting offshore wind power right now. When you look at all of these things, energy always comes at a cost. The only thing that we are doing by eliminating the fossil fuel industry, by not letting ourselves be diversified, and by going towards some of these other technologies, is we're consolidating the power of the industry and taking it away from individuals. You can't go and buy propane or gas from your local gas man, because we're going to outlaw gas stoves and we're going to make you operate everything off of the electrical grid.